Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
The Sesh Podcast, episode 120, take one. Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I am Kendall.
And I'm Janelle, and we are joined by our lovely producers, Corelli and Sydney. Welcome, welcome, ladies.
They're here to produce, yes.
They're here to produce another great episode.
Yeah. Going to be a great one. We have a lot on the menu again.
For that.
An action-packed week here in The Sesh. What all are we doing here? We have a little bit of CSI for you guys.
CSI.
Some interesting things.
Which you guys have been loving CSI. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, someone on Twitter sent me this CSI because I asked on the Twitter,
Twitter.
By the way, if you don't follow us, it's the_sesh podcast. We asked you guys if there was any local CSI news going around in your area. And someone replied to this wonderful topic that we will be discussing here.
Mm-hmm. Another fast food crime.
Fast food crimes, baby.
Yeah, we love that. So we are going to be doing some CSI.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be trying out two things. We're going to try the new Arby's version of the fish fillet, which I always say the fish fillet. It's the filet of fish.
I know. I always call it fish fillet too.
Mm, that's why I got it from you.
The filet of fish, my sweet love, which Kendall tried and hated.
Mm-mm.
So it's a little disappointing.
Yep. But we're going to try again with the Arby's because theirs is deluxe.
But
it's got all types of things up on there.
If you know Kendall and I, we are Arby's haters.
Especially yeah, we are.
Me. I fucking hate Arby's.
Yeah, you like go hard. You get angry about
it. It's gross. It's so fucking nasty.
Ugh. Except for the fries. The fries are good. I'll stand by that.
And their lemonade. I'm having a little lemonade ski. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. I'm like kind of afraid. I might have to eat my words here if
the literally
fish
eat
fillet
your words.
Is gross.
Might be your new favorite thing. You're getting it every week, you know?
Maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So not only will we be trying that garbage, we will also be trying out Meredith Duxbury's. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She is one of the like top beauty influencers on TikTok, and she has a very interesting foundation routine technique, and we're going to be trying it out.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, it is wild.
I have been watching her do this for a long time.
Me too.
And it always, not going to lie, looks like it's so uncomfortable.
It
and
does.
Gross feeling.
But it also looks good. Like,
yeah.
And it starts out so crazy that you're like, there's no way this is going to end up good, but it somehow does.
So we will put that to the test here.
And it involves like 10 pumps of foundation, so we got plenty of foundation with us, ready to cake our faces later today.
Shall see. But before we get into all the shenanigans, how was your weekend?
My weekend was very eventful, actually.
First off, we have new locks, luscious locks.
Oh, I thought you meant new Stanley. I was like, no.
That too.
Which I did get a new Stanley this weekend.
I saw your tweet. Well, you also texted it to us.
It's pathetic. I have a problem. I know.
What's color? The gold, rose gold?
Yeah.
When is that coming in?
I just have like fear of missing out. You know, I wanted it. It's like bronzy looking and cool.
And
I don't know when
edition.
It's coming, but I ordered it.
Okay.
Yeah, it is limited edition, I think. So I had to get it. Pathetic. But I did get, look at this.
Whoa.
Locks. I'm now like
beautiful.
Janelle. I feel like a Leo.
It looks so good.
I'm really excited about it. I've been thinking about getting extensions for a really long time, and I've always heard that I have too thin of hair. Like, multiple hairstylists have told me it's my hair's too thin to do it, but this new stylist I've been seeing told me that the tie-in ones would work, and it wouldn't damage my hair.
It looks so good.
I'm obsessed.
And the color match is amazing.
I know. When I first saw them, I thought they were going to be too blonde, but I think they look really good and they don't feel too uncomfortable. I just have one row. I'm really into it.
It's so good.
I feel like I can do a lot with it. And what's cool is they hold a curl. Like a lot of this is
that's
curl
so
from yesterday.
Nice. I'm jealous. My hair doesn't hold curl for shit.
I know my
looks
normal
so
hair
good.
Doesn't normally hold it too long. But yeah, I slept on it and it's still like pretty curled. So the technique that you got, is it's different than like the traditional one? I think so. I don't know that much about extensions, but they're hand tied. So they're supposed to be less damaging.
Okay. So instead of like the little crimper where they have like the little like wax bead or whatever.
I think so.
I think that's like the traditional way.
Yeah. She literally used like a sewing type thing.
And sewed it in.
Yeah.
into your scalp. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It like kind of hurt a little bit when I got home, like started getting this weird headache in the front. Yeah. But I took a few Advil and it was gone and slept pretty good.
Your head has more weight now.
Yeah, like, it does. She said once I shower, it's going to feel like really heavy. And she said that's what's hardest to get used to is showering and then drying it.
Oh, yeah.
Because my hair is so thin, I can normally dry my hair in like 10 minutes or less sometimes. So it's going to be a whole new situation for me. And it's really long. And I texted all of them when I first got them and was like, should I keep them this long? And I was kind of joking.
Yeah,
but Janelle
joking.
Was like, you have to keep them this long.
Duh. You're paying good money.
I know.
And you want it long. I mean, worst case, you want to get it shorter. Go back and get it cut.
That's true.
Wait till they're straight.
It's even longer. Really long.
Yeah. No, it's really fun, though.
That's so
I'm
good,
excited
though.
About it. I love it. So, yeah.
Yay.
Feeling good. So I did that. I went to a concert on Friday. I went to the Roots.
Ooh.
Which is Jimmy Fallon's band. My dad's really into them, and he got us these tickets for Christmas, and also Big Crit was opening, and it was pretty good.
Hell yeah.
And Sydney babysat for us on Friday night.
I did.
How was it?
It was fun. I got to hang out with little Squish and watch her dance to the TV.
Oh, she loves Miss Rachel.
I
biggest fan.
I can't even believe it. I thought you were like, oh, she likes it. Like, literally, it solves all problem.
It seriously does. I'm like, if she's crying, try the bottle. If that doesn't work, Miss Rachel.
Yeah. Right away. She was like, glued to the songs. Like, she loves it. And then she like knows how to like when to jump and bounce. And
mm-hmm.
it's so cute. She's like going nuts in her little.
Oh my God. Do you have any videos?
Anything. I took one little video, but then I think she saw me. Not that she really cares, but
she saw me. She was like,
got embarrassed.
Why are you filming me?
Yeah.
Not to brag, but I've been DMing with Miss Rachel.
That is so cool.
I'm on the in.
You're on the in.
What do you guys talk about?
I don't know. I kind of feel like maybe it's someone that just runs her account. Or it's her if she actually has the time. I don't know.
You feel like we're big
fans? I just
said,
yeah, she responded to something I said. I tagged her in a story. And then I told her she was the queen of our house. And she said, moi, you are. And I felt pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
Let's get her on the show.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm just trying to get her to follow me back.
Okay.
Miss Rachel, if you're out there, I'm waiting.
Maybe she's a big seshy.
Maybe. I love this woman, though. God, my kid loves her more than me, probably. Kind of sad. If I've tried to sing the same songs and kind of put on the little show,
yeah,
and
she's
like,
no,
nope. Fraud.
You are not Miss Rachel.
No, nope. The whole gang.
It's like God. The embarrassing, you know, parents embarrassing you. When
oh
you're
yeah.
A kid.
Yep.
Okay, mom, that's enough of that.
Josh and I have a new Miss Rachel song stuck in our head. Like every 3 days, we go through rotation. And this morning, before we left for work, we were just singing this elephant song over and over again.
Can you give us a little?
It's like, if you should see an elephant upon a summer's day. But ooh. Then he goes into this whole like singing. It's like tra la 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 tra la 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 la. And I was like, this guy. I can tell. Wait, this, by the way, he's saying.
So
it's her husband.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's
Mr.
Her
Rachel.
Husband.
Mr. Rachel.
No, yeah. I forget his name, but I knew from the beginning that he has got to have a background in theater or like musical theater, because just you can tell by the way he sings that he's got like some like oomph in it.
Yeah.
And so we were looking him up last night, and he actually has worked on a bunch of Broadway musicals.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
Aladdin and Little Mermaid. And so
how long
like,
has Miss Rachel been Miss Rachel for?
I don't know. I mean, I'm new to the whole Miss Rachel thing since I had a baby, but she's only got, I think, 3 baby-specific videos. So Holly watches the same 3 over and over.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because then there's toddler. And,
oh, I was wondering, because the ones I've seen, not that I've watched a lot, but the clips I've seen seem like too old for her.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's really into this?
She has the baby ones.
Oh.
So, she's
only
got
3 of
those.
She just watches the same ones?
Yeah, she doesn't know.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
We just keep rewinding it. She loves it.
Is she still into the Bouncing Fruits, or is she beyond that now?
No, we're over the Bouncing Fruits. That was more of like a sensory thing. I'm sure she'd be into it if I turned it on, but I've heard that it doesn't do anything for brain development versus Miss Rachel has like proven results.
Miss Rachel's at university.
There's a lot of people
all the way
out there that think their kids like started talking sooner because of Miss Rachel. I just heard Aspen Ovard talking about how Miss Rachel like taught her baby sign language. And her baby will literally start doing signs that she doesn't know. And she has to look them up. And then she realizes that Miss Rachel taught them to her.
What?
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Dude.
Even, like, with the jumping thing, like, when there's, like, these bunnies were hopping, like,
Holly
literally started jumping, like, hopping in her little, like,
yeah, it's like, hop, little
thing.
Bunnies, hop, hop, hop.
And she's, like,
and then
there's
this weird line in that one that Josh and I always laugh at that's, like, they're sleeping and it's still 1 p.m. and are they ill? Are they ill? It's so weird. But yeah, she's got some bops. We like know all of them now. We're constantly singing Miss Rachel in our house.
I can't wait till you can get to like the older
level. I know. I'm ready to see the new content. Yep. I'm kind of sick of the same old ones.
Right, right.
I need some more.
Shouts out Miss R.
Yep, definitely shouts out to Miss Rachel.
Love her work.
So yeah, what else did I do this weekend? Oh, I got in a car accident.
Okay, so Kendall came in and said this, and I was like, don't say another word until we film.
It's really not that exciting of a story.
Okay, we'll lie a little to make it more exciting.
Okay, well, it was crazy, people. I was in the parking lot.
Of what, your hair place?
Yes.
So you just got your hair done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was a little distracted by my new locks.
You're like, damn, I'm looking in the mirror.
No, my back windshield was really dirty, and I have a backup cam, and so Josh was like, why weren't you using the camera, you dumb fuck? And I was like, I'm sorry, I just didn't.
Or using the windshield fluid.
Yeah, I didn't use that
either. Wait, you were turned around, or were you
I
just
was turned around. Okay, so this woman was in her parking spot. I was in mine. She backs out like this, and I don't even know if I hit her, if she hit me.
So you guys were opposite rows.
Yes.
Backing up at the same time.
Exactly. So we kind of like met in the middle and just kissed.
Kissed butts.
And so I got out of the car thinking, like, I didn't even feel it at first. I was like, did I just hit someone? Like, it was so it was such a tap.
Yeah.
And to my credit, I know I'm a very bad driver. And I've been honest about that. I did have my license revoked in high school. I've been pulled over many a times, although it's been years since I've been pulled over. And I've only hit someone one time. And 10 years ago now, it was 2013, last time I hit someone.
Dude, remember when you went over the median?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was fun. We used to off-road.
In her, like, sedan Infiniti.
Yeah.
We would go around parking lot in college, and one time she literally drove onto this median with, like, rocks in it in a parking lot. Like, literally, we, like, caught air. I'm not even kidding.
Did you
I used to be really wild.
On purpose?
No,
we didn't get stuck.
Probably.
We flew over that bitch.
Oh, I remember, like, seeing videos, though.
Well,
you
we
guys
used to do this dumb
that.
Thing. Okay, this is embarrassing. Janelle and I used to drive around the parking lot at night at our college campus and roll down our window and pull up to people
in the
and
dorm
go,
parking lot.
Ben? Ben? And they would look at us all confused. We'd be like, Ben?
Hey, Ben?
Hey. And then we eventually, when they jigs up, we'd like drive away fast.
Oh my God.
It was so pathetic.
Everyone else got party.
That's what we were doing. That was our Friday night fun.
What parking lot did you guys hit up? The dorm?
The dorms, yeah.
Oh, nice.
North and South Hall.
You like want to go drive around
UNC.
In the car?
Yep. So yeah, to my credit, I haven't been in an accident in 10 years. And so I was a little shook up. And plus, last time I hit someone, there was no damage. So we didn't even exchange information. Yeah. We just like got out, talked, and peaced out. So I've never actually had to exchange information with someone. And so I got out of the car and immediately was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And this woman was like quite dramatic about it. Like at first, I think she was expecting me to be like, it was your fault or something. But I assumed immediately that it was my fault. And it probably was. But I mean, she was backing out too. So I don't really know it was very confusing.
I have a feeling because I think a lot of times when something like that happens and it's not quite clear whose fault it was, a lot of people don't necessarily take the blame right away because you don't want to be stuck paying for it potentially.
I know. I literally started saying, I'm sorry, as soon as I walked out of the car. Because I felt bad.
Yeah.
Because it probably was my fault.
And what did she say?
She was a little dramatic about it. And she was like, I have kids in the car. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I literally talked to the kids during, like, after. So,
okay,
and they
that's
were
a little
fine.
Dramatic.
The kids are like actually 18 years old.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, I used to work in dispatch. So we need to like follow the process.
Oh boy.
And I looked at her car and there was no damage. I'm going to show you. I have a video of it. My car was completely fine. There was like a tiny area on her car where it might have a little scuff maybe, but the dirt kind of wiped off. It was really dirty.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, we need to pull over here. So we pull over to the other part of the parking lot. And she was so dramatic about it. And Josh was like, why didn't you call me? Because I would have told you what to do. But I basically just gave her all my information, my phone number, driver's registration, license. Like, I literally had her take a picture of my license.
Oh, gosh.
And then she's like, you need to report this accident. And I got home and Josh was like, we don't need to report this as an accident because it wasn't an accident. It was like literally not even a fender bender level. It was... Yeah.
Like,
I think she's going to take it in to be evaluated and they're going to be like, there is no damage here. I mean, you want to see it?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Were cops called? No, because there was nothing wrong with either. It was so light that I barely knew I hit her.
All right, isn't she already like hitting you up today?
Yeah, she was calling me today to ask me like who our insurance. So there's like a tiny bit where the dirt was right like here. Wiped off. Yeah,
yeah,
that
it looks
little
like you
line.
Just wiped her dirt off.
I think I did. I don't think there's any damage, but she was very by the books and she was very upset. So I wanted to like keep her calm. She did have kids. And it, like I said, it was probably my fault.
If you had Holly in the car, you could have been like, I have kids too.
I'm freaking judging her sticker.
She did ask me because I told her I had a baby mirror in the back because I was like, I think I was looking at the mirror and like got distracted. Yeah. And she was like, oh, is your baby in the car? I was like, no. And then when she found out I was a mom too, she was a little nicer to me. She calmed down. She went from like full ready to rage to like, okay, we're friends.
Well, that's nice at least.
Yeah. We wished each other a good day. She said, thank you for not being mean.
I am judging her sticker.
I know. Josh was too.
Just a Hogwarts girl living in a muggle world.
So I'm a muggle that hit her.
Ooh.
But did you see the video?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think there's anything?
I don't know. It's hard to tell because her car's so dirty.
I know. And I was going to like wipe off her car. Josh was like, if I was there, I would have cleaned her car off. But I was like, I wasn't going to like upset her.
Yeah. Well,
I wanted no drama. I'm like, here's all my shit. This is my fault. I'm sorry. Bye.
Looks like dirt. I can't tell. Her car is quite dirty.
Yeah. I mean, it is so minimal. And like everyone has a deductible, right? So
depends on what kind of insurance you have.
It's probably.
She's going to spend more on getting it fixed.
Right.
Like, she's going to usually have to spend, like, $500 in order to...
Exactly.
It's not even going
to
be worth that
much.
That's
what Josh was saying.
Sounds like she is going to try to take it to insurance, though.
But she'll still have to pay it.
She has to prove that there's actually damage there. And I have photos and videos to show, like, so she can't go dent it more or anything.
Right. Yeah,
and also, I mean, especially since there weren't any, like, you know, cops called or anything, there's no accident report, technically. So it's, like... It's her word against yours at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. To insurance. I was so like anxious when I was like nervous getting out of the car. Aww. And then when she was like, my kids are upset. I was like, oh my God, I've upset her kids. I felt so bad. So I like, before she left, we were talking through the window because I thought she had grabbed my license because I couldn't find it. It was under my seat. But I like peeked into the back and I said, sorry to the kids. And they like looked like they didn't
They're
get
like
damn.
Bitch,
they were like, whatever.
How old are they?
I'd say like 7 and 5, maybe.
Oh, okay.
A boy and a girl. They were chilling. They had their like little toys or iPads or whatever.
They had no idea they got a little fender bend.
Yeah.
It
was quite dramatic. So.
Wow.
Yep.
But I think that's honestly good practice. Like, because I feel like if Josh was there, he would have, like, you probably wouldn't even have gotten out of the car.
No, I wouldn't.
But it was good for you to like, you know, to do, you know, take the picture.
I know. And
blah,
I was
blah, blah.
Proud of myself for not calling him.
Yeah.
I called him after everything was said and done. She was gone. And he was like, you should have called me.
No, it's good. No.
He's like, I would have come down there and wiped the dirt off her car.
But like, I don't even know if you can actually do that.
I don't think you can.
I don't believe you. Let me wipe this down.
Josh was like, whatever. But
that's funny.
Yeah. So that was my big accident.
Something like that happened to me one time when I first got my license. I was backing out of a King Supers parking lot and all of a sudden like boop, like barely tapped someone and I jumped out and I was 16. I was freaked out. I was like an older guy and I like was saying, I'm so sorry. And then he's like, it's fine. He's like, I'm getting work done to this area anyways. So honestly, it's fine. I was like, do you want my info? He's like, no, I don't care. And I was like, okay. And then we just drove off. I was like,
that's how the last person I hit was like just whatever. And they were nice.
Yeah.
But I could just tell from this woman's energy immediately that this was going to be a big deal.
You're like, oh, I hit the wrong girl.
But
I think I
won her over.
Good.
So, and then, I talked to her this morning. So anyway, that was my event for
you
weekend.
You also hit a dumpster.
Oh, yeah. I have hit inanimate objects. The dumpster in the back of our building. It was a few weeks ago. Josh was literally like, be careful when backing out. There's a dumpster back there. I literally hit it. And then I forgot about it. So I never even looked at it. I didn't realize that our car had a bunch of green from the dumpster on the back. And then one morning before work, Josh was like, what happened to the car? And I was like, I have no idea. I swear it was not. I have no idea. And then it hit me. I was like, oh, the dumpster. I forgot about that. I almost hit it harder than I thought.
Why don't you start using your backup cameras?
I know. Josh asked me that over and over last night.
And I think your car even has like the surround.
It does. It literally films like the top of a bird's eye view as well.
And it beeps.
Did it not beep to
No,
you?
It didn't beep. And Josh was like, maybe the sensor is dirty or something because the car's pretty dirty right now. But I don't know. It happens. Shit happens, right?
Shit happens, man.
Gotta move on.
Gotta
say sorry, move on.
That's right. say sorry. Nobody got hurt.
Josh's like, our insurance rates are going to go up. I'm like, will they though? Like nothing happened.
Yeah, will they? I don't think
unless
so.
It gets reported,
they
I
won't.
Think.
They won't.
Well, she wanted me to like report it on the DMV website. Josh's like, we're not doing that.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, no. To say what?
I know.
I wiped the dirt off her car.
I know. It was literally like report an accident. She literally walked me through the DMV website and showed me how to do it and was like, you need to do it in 3 days. And I was like, okay.
You need
and
to
then
do
I went
it.
Home and told Josh and he was like, we're not doing that.
Hell no, I wouldn't do that. The fuck?
Your insurance rates will not go up, I promise. I've okay. been through all that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure her insurance is going to be like, girl.
Yeah.
Calm you down. Want us to pay for a car wash? It was not bad at all. But, yeah, I did feel bad. I didn't want to like ruin someone's day and shake up her kids. So sounds like you didn't. So
yeah,
no, they were
like
cool.
They
were good. They were good.
And all is well.
Anyway, let's get into or how was your weekend? Sorry.
I have
I'm talking all about
report,
myself.
Bro.
No.
I have nothing to tell you. I'm so sorry.
The mic is in your ear.
Hello? Sorry, I'm trying to fix this cord. It's bothering me. I have nothing to say. I didn't do anything. I was supposed to go skiing. Something happened to John's car's battery, and it wasn't very reliable enough, so we didn't go skiing. My car's, I can't take it to the mountains anymore. She's too old. I don't know if she'll make it back down the mountain.
That's fair. Bummer.
Yeah, didn't do shit. I'm trying to think. Not a whole lot.
Okay, moving
sorry.
On.
Sorry, I have nothing to report.
Well, I guess I had plenty to report.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Woo!
Ooh, an order of fish fillet is here, people.
Cindy, where's your Arby's costume? You should like role
play. Oh,
play.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this looks good. Fuck, what if I like it?
You probably do. Okay, so this thing has, did you take the bacon off?
We have lettuce, tomato, fish, cheese, bun, and a little tartar.
Yeah, a little tartar. The cheese looks pretty good.
Looks better than McDonald's already.
Hey.
I'm a fan of the McDonald's fish fillet.
I think the tomato is like going to make it better. I'm such a big tomato fan.
I think so too.
Cheers. All right, here we go.
And we baked it.
That's actually not bad. That's better than McDonald's.
It's not fishy enough for me.
Ew. You sick freak.
I want it more fishy.
Sorry, we normally save our eating segments for the end of the episode just in case people don't like it.
Some people aren't into it.
Charlie will have a bite.
This was hot and we had to have it while it was hot. Can I give Charlie some cheese?
Yeah.
Here, bud. I actually don't think this is that bad compared to the McDonald's.
I don't like
better.
It as much. I like the bun from McDonald's a lot better. And I like how McDonald's is more fishy. It's not terrible, though.
I like that it's not as fishy. It kind of tastes like chicken to me.
Yeah.
It's giving like chicken sandwich to me. I actually don't mind it. And the tartar sauce is pretty good. Wow.
If I had to go to Arby's, I'd definitely get this.
Yeah.
If I had to
like,
go
it's
to
not
Arby's.
Bad. Is it, though?
Yeah. See, I just tried a piece of the fish.
I feel like if McDonald's released the same thing, you'd be into it. But you just hate Arby's so much.
I swear.
Arby's actually has some good food.
It's actually good. I'm enjoying it.
I'm trying the fish on its own. It's not fishy at all, which I enjoy the fishy taste of a fish.
See what you're saying?
Also, the breading of it is different. McDonald's was more like more fried. This is more like breaded, I guess
crispy.
You could say.
Mm-hmm. I actually really like this. I would have it again. I would give that a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I give it a 6 out of 10 McDonald's.
Too. Mine's 6 out of 10. McDonald's is like 9 out of 10.
Wow. McDonald's was
God fucking
1 out of 10 for me, 2 out of 10.
Yeah. I love McDonald's Filet-O-Fish.
I like this tartar sauce too. It's pretty good. Yeah, let's get some second opinions
here.
Sorry,
we kind of like dissected
it. Yeah, they're kind of gross looking now. But it's definitely not bad.
Do you like Arby's, Kendall?
No. I like their fries, but I will not eat any like sandwiches or
roast beef.
Do they have even nuggets there?
I don't know.
They have like a little mini chicken. I get like this, but I don't get the beef.
What do you get from Arby's? You said you love Arby's.
No, I don't. Never said I loved Arby's.
You rewind the tape. You said Arby's has good food.
Yeah,
let's
rewind the tape.
I didn't even say I love Arby's, but Arby's does have decent food. It's not like trash food.
What would you consider trash food?
You think it's better than like, McDonald's?
What's it called? A&W or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's like trash.
That's what I mean. It's like not that trash.
Yeah.
It's well, like how would you rank up. It compared to McDonald's?
I don't know. I like McDonald's.
Quality wise,
McDonald's is so fucking good.
I think the quality is like up there with Wendy's. I just don't like any of the things.
I hate Wendy's.
I love Wendy's.
I like Wendy's.
Wendy's fries are just boring as hell. Sorry.
I agree. I think, okay, so in the fry game, I think we've said this before, but I think McDonald's is number one, but totally. I think Arby's is number two.
Really?
I love their curly
They're
fries.
Okay.
Because Josh loves Arby's. He's such a sicko.
He's the reason why it's in the business.
By the way, people think I'm mean to Josh.
Oh,
it's so funny.
This is like an ongoing joke in the office.
We have
because
a good-ass relationship. Like, we literally...
We have a good-ass relationship.
I just want people to know, like, we love each other a lot.
Wait, who said that?
Literally before bed, we were, like, reminiscing about our high school love.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
We actually have a really good relationship, but we, like...
Yeah, you guys have a great relationship.
We like to banter because it makes content more interesting, but people think I'm bullying him. On the last mile higher, someone was like... God, Kendall, no wonder he always looks at Janelle. And
which,
I'm like,
what the fuck does that even mean?
No way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God.
My verdict is in.
Oh, you look grossed out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not my favorite. I 100% agree with Janelle. McDonald's is 20 times better than this. This one, it's not fishy and it's bland. It's
exactly.
just bland.
It tastes like a whole lot.
What do you think?
I like it, but it could be really good with like buffalo sauce. I do agree it's a little bland, but
it is
chicken.
Bland.
I like it.
I think that's why I like it though, because it doesn't have that weird fishy taste.
I see.
I do like mercury. It reminds me of a chicken sandwich.
Like
good.
In a fish?
Yeah. No, like the metal that's in fish. Yeah. She likes that.
Okay.
That's what gives it the fishy taste, I'm pretty sure.
Explains a lot about you.
She's a fishy little hoe.
I'm a fishy hoe.
Okay, enough nonsense.
Okay,
let's
enough.
Get into some CSI.
All right, people. So this first one is actually pretty serious and quite disturbing. So just a little warning about that.
Yeah.
So February 21st, a 17-year-old student from Montaza High School in Palm.
Montaza.
Thank you. Matanza High School in Palm Coast, Florida, was accused of, well, not accused. I mean, he did. We can see it on video. He violently attacked this teacher's aide, a paraprofessional, knocking her unconscious after she took away his Nintendo Switch. This instantly reminded me of in the Pokemon card days. Remember?
Oh, see, I never experienced this at my school.
Dude, it was wild. I remember, well, I was in first grade, so you must have been in preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Pokemon cards were out of control, and there were kids attacking their teachers over the Pokemon cards, taking them away.
What?
Not my Pikachu. But that just shows how old we are. It was actual cards versus now it's video games. So my mom's a substitute teacher in Florida occasionally, and she recently subbed for a class, and she said she couldn't believe that all these kids were just on their phones.
That's what I've heard.
And they just told her that their teacher lets them.
That's
which
wild.
I don't know if they were just bullshitting her or what. But she was like, okay, well, while I'm here, you're not allowed to have your phone. And this one girl, like, wouldn't stop on her phone. So my mom took it away and put it on her desk. And then she was helping another student. And this girl literally went back and took her phone and just took it and was, and like, gave my mom this dirty look. And my mom was like, I was scared and wasn't getting paid enough to deal with that. So I just let her have it.
That, okay. So when I was in middle school, you certainly could not have your phone. Like, it had to be in the locker all day. Like, you weren't allowed to have it at all.
Dude, I got busted a few times for having my phone in high school. And this one teacher that everyone was so mean to is this older guy, but I kind of had like a good relationship with him. I think he liked me.
Aww.
Not like in a creepy way, but I think I was one of his favorite students.
Yeah.
And so I went to him after class and I sweet talked him and I got it back.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a proud moment for me.
Even in high school, you weren't allowed to have your phone in class. Like people, I remember getting, people would get their phone taken away all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We were allowed to have it in passing period. So our campus was really big. So we'd like walk outside for a while, but and you definitely couldn't have it in class. And yeah, like I said, now I'm hearing teachers talk about how their kids just like have their phones all the time.
Yeah.
Like out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I graduate, because I graduated in 2016, I saw like the very end of like phones in class. Cause up until my senior year, maybe my junior year, so like 2015, 2016, we weren't allowed to have our phones. Like, and if we did, like we would still get them taken away. But like, I would say my senior year, teachers were way more relaxed about it. Like, we could have our phone, like, some teachers, we could have our phone like on the desk, but like not on.
Yeah.
But now like my little brother, he's like 4 years younger than I am. And when he was in school, he was literally like all day, every day on his phone. And I'm like, how? Like,
that's crazy.
How are you learning, first of all?
Well, and it's like they're on smartphones. They have access to the internet and social media. When I had my phone, it was just a text.
Flip phone?
I had a Palm Centro. Remember that little thing?
Yeah, those
but the tiny keyboard, and I would try the trick where you'd like put in your sweatshirt and text in there and like try to see. And
or like in your backpack. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like I always wondered what the teacher thought when my arm would be like hanging in my backpack.
They probably know. And they're like, I don't have the energy to deal with this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Just going to get crazier because I feel like when my daughter's in high school, she'll probably have like glasses that, which already exist, except no one wants them because they're lame. But by then, who knows what they'll have?
I know. Well, like a chip in your brain.
Ooh, my daughter's not getting a chip in her brain while she lives in my house.
What if everyone else gets a chip in their brain? Everyone else's kids are doing it.
You say too bad. You're not becoming a cyborg. It's insane.
Holly comes home and she's like, okay, please, you know.
Miss Rachel said it was okay.
Yeah, Miss Rachel says it's good for me.
Helps with my language development. No. Okay, so back to this.
Okay.
This was insane. Wait, actually.
Should we show the video? I feel like YouTube's not going to be pleased if we show this.
Oh, it's pretty violent. Dangerous acts.
Yeah.
Can we get busted again?
I think we can get
busted. But it's on YouTube.
I know.
I think
it
we can show it. And then, worst case, we can cut it out. Yeah. And I want you guys to see the video because take note of what other adults in this room are not doing.
Yeah.
And how long it takes for.
Yeah, I don't think there's sound on it.
There's
so she's coming from the bottom right. Look at this kid.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so he is 6'6".
And 270?
Or no, 5'6".
No, it's 6'6", 270.
Oh, yeah, 6'6". 270 pounds.
Bro.
Look at this. Just, oh, my God. This is like attempted murder.
It's bad.
And it takes a long time for some of the adults in the room. Like, the person, can we back it up again? So this person here, watch this. She might be a student though.
I think
she has a backpack.
Yeah.
She's like, she literally is like, nope, not my circus, not my monkeys.
She looks like a student.
Even these people, they're like, oh my gosh.
Like even the guy back here, he's like walking at like a slow pace.
I know. It seems like.
I think that girl was a student because her face is blurred and only the students look like they have blurred faces.
Yeah. I mean, violently attacks this teacher's aide, paraprofessional.
Terrible.
It's really disturbing. She looks, and he knocks her unconscious.
So sad.
Like the moment that he threw her.
What the fuck?
Yep. The sheriff's news release said the student pushed her so hard that she was knocked 5 to 6 feet into the air, causing her to lose consciousness. Okay. Teachers are not paid enough for this bullshit.
Seriously.
And he steps on her too.
It's terrible.
It's really
She's
awful.
She's unconscious. And he's still going after her.
And this
her.
Just shows the absolute addiction to technology. He actually was arrested. There's body cam footage of the arrest. We'll put that up too. So if you want to hear the audio with this, we'll have it linked below.
Yeah.
But there is some text on the screen. But yeah, according to the arrest report, the student said he was upset because the employee took his Nintendo Switch and that he would beat her up every time she took away his game. The student's been charged with a felony aggravated battery with bodily harm.
Yeah.
And this teacher's aide was taken to the local hospital and has since been released. She is believed to have broken ribs, significant bruising, and the sheriff's office doesn't know the full extent of her injuries. So it's unclear what's exactly going to happen here. I mean, very serious situation. I wonder if she will sue the school or I don't know. I don't know what action she can take or what she will do.
Do we know what grade he was in? He's in?
No, they didn't get, won't release any, like, a lot of information
is
about
a minor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It is.
Like you said, I mean, this is just a fraction of what teachers have to put up with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's obviously horrible violence in U.S. schools that happen multiple times a year that teachers have to deal with.
Yeah. I mean, to be fearful of your life going to school as a teacher, I mean, not only from active shooters, but just students attacking you. How insane. We need to pay teachers so much more. It's absurd.
Seriously.
Isn't it crazy that they're the ones that are also like, you know, shaping the young ones' heads and they're paid, they're like grossly underpaid.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm.
And then they're supposed to wrangle all their technology away from these kids.
They're not fucking babysitters.
Yeah, well, they might as well be.
Might as well be, yeah.
It's crazy.
If you do the math, I saw this one time. It was like an average babysitter gets paid, I don't know, it's like $15 or something an hour. And then an average classroom size is about 25 kids. So, like, let's say that if, you know, you want to call them, like, if they, because they are, they're not babysitters. They're obviously doing educational things and, like, helping, you know, allowing these children to learn and stuff. But at the same time, they're, like, watching kids for 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Especially when they're acting like this in high school.
Yeah. So if you're getting paid, like, $15 an hour times 25 kids, that's $375 per hour.
That's crazy.
Times, let's say, 8 hours of school, that's $3,000 a day. Am I doing the math right? Yeah. 25 times 15 times 8. So clearly they're not making that much a day. It's just wild to think about.
That's what it breaks down. That can't be right.
$15 an hour times 25 students. That's $375.
Oh, that's what they should make.
Yeah, like in theory.
Right.
Times roughly 8 hours of learning a day. That's $3,000. Wow. So just, you know, not saying that necessarily like that's the right answer, but it just puts into perspective of, you know, how severely underpaid educators are.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we're also comparing like babysitters to like teachers in a way, teachers went to school and they have student loans and they have all these other things that, you know what I mean? Like that their $30,000 like yearly salary does not fucking cover. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
It's disgusting. I mean, 30,000 is like a low ball, but
yeah,
like
that's pretty low. But yeah, it's normally around 50, depending on the state or a little more. Yeah. Depending on where you're at.
And then not only that, but then they also have to pay for so much out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like,
supplies.
And I mean, she's a paraprofessional, so I don't know how salaries compare for them compared to a teacher. And I do want to note that there has been speculation. At this point, this is Monday when we are covering this. We're not sure if the student has special needs. A lot of people have been discussing if maybe he has an IEP, which is possible. I had an IEP growing up, and I mean, I don't know how much that like factors into the whole situation.
I mean, if you have behavioral issues, I guess, that could factor into it.
Yes. It depends on what exactly. And I'm sure law enforcement will make a decision. Obviously, like anything that goes to court, they'll like factor that in. But it's still just horrific, the whole situation.
It's
scary for this teacher. And I hope she is able to take enough time off to really heal and not have it.
I wouldn't want to go back.
Right.
Exactly. I wouldn't want to do that again. Mm-mm. Like, scary.
And I'm sure the school like expects her to come back shortly.
So I just looked up how much paraprofessionals make, like just generally. In Colorado, as of January 2023, they make $30,431 a year for a paraprofessional. And that's in Colorado. And Colorado has a higher $30,000.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
It's disgusting.
So they're not making as much as an actual teacher.
No.
God, that's insane. And they're doing like really hard work.
Yeah.
It is not easy.
Yeah.
Work with students in general is not easy. I mean,
but especially like, you know, if there are additional challenges due to the children having, you know, it's not their fault, obviously, but this takes a lot more time and patience.
I feel like teachers should get so much more respect in society too for how much they're sacrificing and how hard their job is. Like, you know, when you get like a discount for military or other certain things,
nurses,
like
sometimes.
I think teachers should get that.
I think some places do if you're an educator, but not nearly enough. They don't get the credit they deserve.
No,
also,
definitely really
not.
Can I just say, there's such a like disconnect how like professors in college are treated versus, you know, teachers in high school. Like it's obviously it's not the same. And they, you know, college professors have way more like education and stuff, but they're still both teaching. Like they still, I feel like the idea of a college professor versus a school professor is so different. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they should be more similar because they're both like, you know, molding brains.
Yeah. You know? I think they should both be paid more. Well, depending on the university. I don't know much about that, but all I know is public school teachers are not paid nearly enough. And this is a prime example of that. So yeah, hopefully she heals quickly and maybe the school will give her like funding to get therapy for this.
Probably not, because schools are underfunded anyway. I mean, it's the bigger picture of like our fucking education system, our public education system in the United States is so jacked, especially in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I think Florida ranks pretty low, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. I doubt they have money to just give to her for therapy.
Who knows? Who knows?
It's bad.
Okay. On a lighter note, kind of, this story is pretty wild, okay? So this is what we meant about the fast food shenanigan that happened.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, YSL Beauty, and Wine.com. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
A Georgia woman has crashed her SUV into a Popeyes after, you guessed it, her order was missing something.
Hell no.
Missing the biscuits. The best part.
I want a biscuit. Biscuits and honey are so good.
Love a good biscuit, man.
Damn, now I kinda want one.
Anyway, February 18th, 50-year-old woman in Georgia known as Belinda Miller was arrested after authorities said she purposely crashed her car into the Popeyes restaurant, which this could have been really bad. So this was Saturday evening, very recent. Richmond County Sheriff's deputies responded to a Popeyes, an accident with injuries. The Popeyes manager told deputies that Belinda drove her Toyota RAV4 into the east entrance after she became upset that her order did not have any biscuits. The manager said that Belinda's order was corrected and she received her biscuits before the incident, but she was still not happy. Before the incident, the manager said the woman made several threats to the staff, even calling and threatening to drive her car into the building. Now, these guys aren't paid enough either for this bullshit.
Seriously.
The Popeyes manager said that Belinda nearly hit an 18-year-old employee when running her car into the restaurant. So this could have been extremely serious. I mean, yeah, it is serious as it is.
She could have killed someone.
Look at this. Fucking nuts.
I know.
Get your anger under control.
All for biscuits.
Over biscuits, dude? Get a fucking grip on your life.
On reality.
That's insane. Like, why would you fuck your life up that much over some goddamn biscuits?
She's pissed.
Now your car's damaged. Now you owe so much money. You're arrested. Like, why would you do this to yourself?
A pack of biscuits is like $3.
I wonder if she could face, like, attempted murder.
And she got the biscuits, too.
She's still pissed. She said, I had to wait for my biscuits. So Belinda continued driving after she crashed into the building until her car was stopped by debris. After the crash, Belinda fled the scene and her car was later found at her home with damage on the front end. She tried to flee, hit and run over some biscuits.
Hit and run for biscuits, the new term for dine and dash.
God. Someone must have said something to her that like irked her. It must have been more than just the biscuits. Like, not justifying
it. Some people have extreme challenges controlling their anger and will lash out.
I mean, maybe, but I feel like...
Probably, I don't know.
Maybe someone said something snarky to her and that just, like, sent her over the edge or something. Because, I mean...
Nah, it was the biscuit sent her over the edge.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Belinda. Biscuit Belinda.
According to the sheriff's office, Belinda was booked into the Charles B. Webster Detention Center on Wednesday, 4 days after the incident, and she was charged with aggravated assault, criminal damage... to the property in the first degree.
Bro, Belinda, girl, why?
Really bad. Really bad.
One time, so one of my good friends in college, Savannah, you know Savannah?
Oh, yeah.
She worked at McDonald's, I think, in high school. And she said that one time someone came in and they got the order wrong. They went back up and she was like fixing it for them. And they took their Diet Coke and literally popped the top off and poured it right on Savannah's head, like completely drenched her.
And she is the nicest, most non-confrontational person.
Human being.
That's insane.
I know.
People need to get their shit together.
Tisk, tisk.
I've seen a lot of videos like that of people just being ridiculous to fast food employees. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Underpaid as well.
Anyways, I hope that that never happens again, that she'll never...
She will never...
Yeah. Or never miss a meal or an item from her meal because that is so scary.
Honestly, I hope she never gets her biscuits on time ever again.
Apparently, she's still in custody and her bail has been set to $4,000.
Mm. Well, but Linda's ain't getting banned from any biscuits in jail.
Banned from the biscuits.
Yeah. She should. That should be the punishment. Like, no biscuits for a year.
Apparently. Apparently, Popeye's manager of the location said that in the report that Miller had threatened staff and even called the restaurant to make threats about driving her car into the building prior to the incident. So she was like, listen up, bitches, I'm coming for your ass. And also,
that's insane.
It's reported that she told someone waiting in line to hurry and get their order because she was coming back.
Oh, shit.
She's like, get your order, get out, clear out, bitch. Oh,
God, that's so fucking insane. God, way to fuck your life up.
Yeah.
That is insane, dude.
Bro.
God.
She's banned from Popeyes and from biscuits.
That's like fucking Jersey Shore. You're lot of banned fast from food. Chicken cutlet at night.
Anyway, God, I love these fast food crimes, though. They're interesting.
It's just so good. Fast food really crime.
It is. Yeah, we never have seen an update on Mr. Taco Bell Rat Poison Boy.
Also, Shrek Boy. I want to know so bad if they found fucking Shrek. I looked like a week ago. I didn't find anything. Let's see.
Mm.
Shrek. What is it? Statue. Found. Has any? No. Nothing. No,
Shrek is still missing, guys. Keep an eye out,
assholes. Still missing. Justice for missing Shrek.
Okay. Anyway, we have an update on Andrew Tate. Haven't talked about him in a minute, and his brother Tristan.
This guy's such a freak.
Guess what, people? They're going to remain in behind bars another 30 days.
Hell,
this is the
yeah.
third extension of their detention.
Hell yeah. That's what I like to hear.
Associated Press reported on Tuesday, February 21st, that the Romanian court ruled that Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan must remain in custody another 30 days while authorities investigate accusations of rape and sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. They were originally set to be released on February 27th.
Today.
And so they will remain in prison until the end of March. Enjoy your stay, boys.
Apparently on the 21st, Andrew Tate, obviously it's not him, whoever runs this fucking thing, tweeted out, I will meditate deeply over this decision. God, he's such a fucking loser. Anyways.
All right. Well, that wraps it up on CSI for this week, guys. It's time for us to try out this makeup technique.
Oh,
are you ready?
Boy, oh boy. I am not ready. I am scared.
I'm a little scared too.
Okay. So should we take what we have on our face off? So we can like
fresh. Yes. And while we do that, let's play some clips of Meredith explaining how to do the technique so we all can understand here.
Good idea. Good idea.
I will say she is gorgeous.
She and is.
She somehow it goes from insane looking to really
so
gorgeous.
She looks good every single time afterwards. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the hell?
I know. I was showing Josh last night. He was like, wait, that's all at once. And like people have accused her of like cutting and then adding. But like, why would she do that?
No, I don't think she's doing that.
No, she even says she's not. And you can see. I mean, you can see how caked it is.
I mean, it's a full coverage look for sure.
That's why I think it may look okay with our lighting in here, but I think we should go outside.
I agree.
Test that bitch out in the sunlight.
I agree.
Get ready with me and let's talk about my foundation technique. So the technique has been going viral again and we need to clear some conspiracies. Number one conspiracy right now is that I redo all my foundation off camera. And that is just simply not true. And I know you guys are not gonna believe me, and that's fine. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. No, everyone's like, you can get the same coverage without using all that foundation. And maybe you personally can, but for me, this is how much I like to use. Your girl has quite a bit of freckles, okay? Rubbing the foundation in with my hands is just the way that works best for me. The warmth of my hands just blends everything in super, super smooth. The thing about makeup that makes it such a wonderful thing is that you can do your makeup however you please and however works best for you. I'm a full glam queen and this is just the way I like it. I also go in and blend down the neck. Go to part two. Get ready with me while I give you some tips about my foundation technique. Blending is your best friend. It's really what creates the airbrush effect. Now, I know it may feel scary and look scary, but trust the process. Just keep blending. Another tip is to use a soft beauty blender rather than a denser one. Also, get a beauty blender that has the softest material instead of the ones that have those little tiny holes in them. Now, powder is the most crucial step to the technique. I'm going to tell you straight up, if you don't have the right powder, this technique is going to look horrific. You need to apply the powder with a powder puff or it's just not going to look good. If you're the type of person that likes a low maintenance makeup routine, this technique is not for you. I also just tested this technique not using a primer and it doesn't look as good. This technique is not for everyone because you have to follow pretty specific steps or it won't look good. I want to be honest with you guys and don't want to set you up for failure for when you try this. Welcome to part 3 of Getting Ready With Me while I give you tips about my foundation technique. A lot of people ask me, doesn't that feel uncomfortable on your face? Personally, I don't really feel much. Also, it's trash until the lash, as Nikki Tutorials says. If you guys are trying this technique, please do it in rooms that are colder temperatures. If you do it in a hot room, this is gonna slide right off. I know it seems like there's a lot of do's and don'ts to this technique, but it's so worth it. Gloss me up, baby. All right, here's the final look, you guys.
We shall see. I am very skeptical about this, but I mean, hers does look good. And I've seen several people try it that have been skeptical. And then and once they good. Do it, they're like, this looks great. So we'll see it.
Or I don't know. I don't know. I'm not having high hopes for my ass.
Really?
No.
So she said to get, we got all the things that she said. Yeah. We have powder puffs, which we just got the generic one. It's not fancy, just the Target Up and Up brand.
Yeah.
And we also got beauty blenders. She said to get ones without like holes, softer ones. So we got microfiber.
Yep. Now, folks, please do not comment anything about my skin.
They're not below. Going to. Your skin is not that bad. Yeah, Janelle's been really harsh on herself, ladies. Give her some feedback.
I hate myself.
Kind
lately.
Feedback, please. Say that.
Whatever. It's just being honest. Everyone goes through times.
Hate yourself, though. It's not, should not be honest.
I hate looking at myself in the mirror.
No, it's not that bad. You are such a beautiful person. You get comments every week.
Oh, thanks.
You think people are just
full of
shit?
I just hate my skin right now. It just hurts and won't listen to me.
I get that.
But it's fine.
You're frustrated. That's understandable.
I'm fucking pissed off, all right? Let me be mad. Where
should I have this over my ears?
You guys look cute with the headbands on.
Really? Is this my new look? So yeah, that'll keep it out of our hairline because this shit is crazy.
I don't know, dude. I think it's still going to get out of our hairline. This is like some wild looking product, but we'll see. I feel like I got to go home right after and wash this off.
Oh yeah, I'm going.
But she looks so good with it and she says it lasts for like hours.
Well, maybe we'll put it to the test and I'll take pictures before I take my makeup off tonight. See how good it's looking.
Okay. So first.
Wet your beauty blends. Okay, and she also says that, as you heard in the video, that it's important to warm it up on your hands.
That's the whole point of using your hand.
Yeah.
Is to
And she also uses like a makeup brush to stir it in and apply it.
Yeah.
Do that?
Well, she uses two different kinds of foundation, which I'm not doing.
You're not?
Right. No.
But you're going to put that much, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to put a lot. Whoa, these sponges are huge.
She also says to use primer. So I brought us some primer. I really like this primer. This is the E.L.F. Vitamin C.
Oh, fun.
It's good stuff.
Hell yeah.
So it's like their putty poreless one. She said primer is a very important step.
Push it into your pores, folks.
Push
it into your pores.
I feel like I'm a beauty guru again. It's like my old days.
Oh, I miss your beauty guru days. That was good.
Do you remember my sunset look with the BH Cosmetics?
No.
My first looks was a sunset.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Good for you.
I'm gonna mix two foundations because fuck it. I'm gonna try to do it like her.
Okay.
Can you show the foundations?
Yeah, what are you using? Come on, put your beauty guru hat on.
Guru.
Okay.
Beauty guru. How do you show the products?
Beauty guru.
Okay, so I'm gonna be using some Pure Cosmetics.
I love that stuff.
The 4-in-1 Love Your Selfie and the House Labs, Lady Gaga's foundation.
Yeah, how is that?
It's heard pretty good. Reviews. It's a little oily for me, I think. I mean, foundation is so different for everybody. My favorite foundation is the CoverGirl 3-in-1 Stay Outlast Fabulous, but I can't find the shit anywhere. Oh, this is actually the True Blend because I can't find that.
Will you hit me with my True Blend that I bought today?
Or maybe this is it. I was like, wait.
Oh, this is it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Normally I use the Outlast, though. I love that stuff, but I can't find it anywhere. I think they're discontinuing it or something. If anyone knows, let me know.
HMU. Okay, right, ready?
But I have to use so much of this, Cam. This is such a waste. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Okay, now I'm going to come in with house labs. I'm only wasting two pumps of her because that's insane. Okay, three pumps.
Does that look about right?
Okay. I think so.
Two more for good measure.
Okay, now I'm going to mix this in. Do you want a brush
sure.
to do it with?
Sure.
Try this one. Oh, yeah, when do you go hands on face?
So first you like disperse it
with the thing.
This is so
this just feels insane. So wrong to me personally.
Oh
but
my
she looks
God.
Amazing.
This is crazy.
Dude, this is absolutely insane. Whoa.
Oh hell my yeah. God.
I don't even think I used enough. This isn't even as much as she has.
Yeah, I think you're gonna need more because you have to
more like this.
Okay, I'm going more.
Janelle needs more.
Really?
Yeah, because you're gonna have to.
Okay. More it is.
Oh my God.
This is crazy.
Does it feel like you're doing something wrong?
It's on my
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, it feels very wrong.
It does
if
not
this shirt
feel...
is ruined, I'm gonna cry. I shouldn't have worn this shirt because so these are the soft and sexy
oh,
shirts
no.
from. I know these are. From
I got all Eagle. Over the mic. Good thing I can replace the little puffs.
Oh, jeez.
American Eagle needs to restock these soft and sexy shirts because they are my favorite shirts. They're so comfortable, so soft.
Okay.
And I think I just ruined mine, so that's great. Thanks, Meredith.
Okay, that's enough
just
for
kidding.
Me, I think. Is that enough?
So now do you guys go hands-on?
Is this enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like enough.
How's holy it shit, you have a lot.
You have just as much, dude. You have, like, giant clumps.
I know.
You don't put any in your hands first.
She literally like, puts this in her brows.
I know. Okay, that's the only thing is we're not going to rub it into our eyes because we are lash extension girlies over here.
Yeah, not about to ruin.
And
my
I've been paying hell much. Yeah, no.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh.
Oh my God,
this
is my nose
so
ring.
Wrong.
This is sick.
It feels.
How
not
does this?
Good.
What on earth?
How does it dry?
You blend it in after. I don't know. Oh, it's all my hair. Fuck. I knew this was going to
This is crazy. You look insane.
Oh, my God.
Why does it? See, it doesn't even look that bad on her.
Well, because she's got ring lights and stuff. Well, so do we.
So do we. We have four fucking lights in front of us.
Hers, like, looks more, like, chalky.
But maybe she's really onto something with the warming of it. Like, with less foundation, I feel like that could be.
And she says that
thing.
The less you use, the more dry it's going to look. So you're supposed to use a lot.
Oh, my little baby
when
hairs.
When you use a beauty blender, right?
They're getting yep. disgusting. And she said, down the neck. This is... What?
This feels like I should be going to jail. But
over the lips. Into the lips.
Oh, yeah.
Ah!
Dude, remember putting foundation and concealer on lips was a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was like
I know,
the
you
queen
loved
of that.
It.
I literally would like go to the bathroom several times a day in high school and put foundation on my fucking lips.
I know.
No, you need
so
some more
cringy.
On your eyes. Oh, I guess you don't want to get it on
and
your
and then
this
one time.
So disgusting. This reminds me of the peanut butter baby. Remember that
what?
Guy? The
oh,
little kid
yeah.
that like put peanut
oh,
butter.
Oh, yeah.
This is what it's like.
Scary as fuck, bro.
It's in my nose ring. I think I'm going to have to toss this nose ring. Dude, you look scary as fuck. Are you kidding me? Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror.
Last time I had this much shit on my face when I was a pickle.
Yeah, this feels like face paint.
So it's burning my eyes. Okay, so now what? Do we go in?
I'm definitely not wearing the right shade for me right now because I just spray tanned and this is not.
Both of you look
so now we go
it.
In.
I'm leaving
that's
now.
It. That's it. So okay, do you want you a makeup wipe though. For your hands?
Nah.
Okay, fine.
The fuck?
We won't do that. All right, here we go. Now she says blending is the key. Blend, 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 blend.
Oh, I need a new mic cover after this. I just replaced this too. It's annoying.
Mm.
God. I feel like it's just taking it off. Bro, this is wild. I swear, if my acne's not fully covered after this, I'm giving up. Speaking of makeup, there is some drama in the news with makeup owners.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Rode Beauty versus Rare Beauty.
Versus Kylie Beauty.
Oh, yeah. Kylie
and
Beauty. Is that what
know,
hers is called?
Kylie. Yeah, what is it? Kylie Cosmetics.
Oh, right.
Okay, why does this actually starting to look better?
I know. I'm actually like, I don't know, though. I think when we go outside, it's going to look so scary.
Probably. Okay.
This is so much foundation.
But you guys, we were debating on whether we really wanted to talk about this. Obviously,
yeah.
It's like very hot in the news lately.
Yeah. The beef between Selena and Helena.
Wow. That was great, Kendall. Thank you.
And Kalina.
I feel like we could at least discuss it. Now, fair warning, we haven't done like full research on it. Our reporting may be a little spotty, but
I mean, it's like celebrity gossip, so it's a little silly.
But I agree.
We did want to touch on it.
Yeah.
Some mean girl behavior.
Yeah, mean girl behavior. So if you're kind of confused as to what's going on, again, this is what I'm, from my understanding. Basically, I have a few notes here.
Seriously, what we look like?
Yeah. So anyways, please take me seriously. There'll be a pop quiz at the end of this.
My eyebrows are disappearing.
Yeah,
they're
gone.
I was
going to say, I can't see your eyebrows.
Your eyebrows are this looks insane.
Janelle, I think you need more. I seriously look
I
like
can't
peanut butter baby.
Anymore. More?
Yeah.
Bro. Okay, fine. I'll do two more pumps.
Kendall's is like really, really thick.
Well, my foundation's really thick. That pure cosmetics.
Oh, yeah, that stuff is thick. Anyways, okay, so basically, from what I've gathered, Selena posted this picture of herself. She's like half out of a yacht in the ocean or something.
And wasn't there paparazzi pictures of her taken? So this was like over New Year's.
Yeah. And people were apparently hating on her and totally body shaming her. Which I'm like,
that's like so upsetting because she is stunning. And
she's so stunning.
God, people are so brutal in celebrities. Just people in general.
It's sick. But anyways, so they were like giving her a bunch of shit basically for this picture that was taken and she was being shaded, blah, blah, blah. And now some people actually were like, oh, this is what she deserves or whatever, you know. But then a lot of people were like really upset at the fact that she was getting all this hate because there's Selena haters too.
Oh, yeah.
There's like, this is the thing is
there's wars.
Yeah, there's like a war. I can't even touch anything because this, okay, maybe I should get a foundation wipe.
Are you looking to get your financial future organized? Well, if you don't have life insurance yet, that should be at the top of your list. And Fabric by Gerber Life is the easy one-stop shop you need with life insurance and other family finance solutions all in one place. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. Life insurance can have a bad rap for being complicated, but Fabric makes it easy to apply with its seamless digital experience. It's all online and on your time. And if you need extra support, Fabric's team of licensed insurance agents can answer questions along the way. And it could not be faster, you guys. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply, see your quote, and then personalize your quote to fit your family's needs. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required, which is really cool. Fabric has partnered with Gerber Life, which is trusted by millions of families like yours for over 50 years. And with over 1,600 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, you can feel confident that you're getting a high-quality policy that is perfect for your family. Plus, Fabric has a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. So protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/sesh. That's meetfabric.com/sesh. meetfabric.com/sesh. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices are subject to underwriting and health questions.
Okay, so back in January then, Hailey posted a video of herself with Kendall Jenner. Let's go ahead and watch this one clip real quick. So this will give you a little bit of context here.
This was all the way back in January?
Yeah, this is the
Why
tease?
Is this resurfacing
because
now?
Because shit's still popping off.
Oh, right. Okay, so this is like a continued saga drama.
Exactly. Got it. So here's the TikTok that they posted.
It was deleted, so that's why this is
Yeah.
Clip of it.
Served it, but I'm saying God's timing is always right.
So it's basically the three of them standing there, and people think that this was in response to Selena getting all this hate from her picture taken. So obviously, beef started.
Save your hair, it's coming in.
Oh, frick.
Before we get into more of this,
yeah,
should we apply bronzer? Is it bronzer time?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so do you have liquid bronzer?
Yeah.
Do you want to use some of mine?
No, I have it.
I brought the Charlotte Tilbury one if you want some.
Oh, I've never tried that.
It's this one.
Is cream.
I have the liquid one too, but I haven't even opened it. I think I'm going to return it because I heard it's crap.
Really?
Yeah, I think people overhype Charlotte.
Now, Meredith goes hard.
She goes really hard.
So I'm going hard.
I'm going hard on this.
Oh, that's bronzer?
No, this is actually concealer, just in a really dark shade, but I see a lot of the gurus on the TikTok using it, so, oops, I accidentally got the
this
wrong
is
one.
So...
So,
This is the most use I've gotten out of this.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Anyway. anyways, so a lot of people thought that that TikTok that was posted was to Selena saying, like, this is what you get.
To Selena.
I keep calling her Selena. Now, one of the reasons that people think that this was directed towards Selena is because, like Kendall said, that song, like, God's timing is always right, is old on
That's
TikTok.
A really old sound.
Way older than when they used it. But they tried to play it off as like, oh, no, it was just a funny thing that we wanted to make. It has nothing to do with her. But it's like, okay, why are you randomly deciding to use this old ass clip?
You had to go.
That's not even a viral sound, right?
You weren't just looking at the viral trends.
Exactly.
That's pretty obvious that that's not. Now, at first, I thought maybe they made this, but it was referencing someone else. Like, because obviously it's directed towards something. They didn't just make this. No one's that dumb, right? They made it for something. But at first I was thinking maybe it's towards somebody else. There's other drama that the world doesn't even know about.
Yeah.
But they don't want to come out and say what it is. Yeah. So they're like trying to be like, oh, it's just this fun thing. But then Selena's responded to it. And it seems like she thinks it was about her. And if anyone knows, right, it's probably her.
So this other TikToker posted a video calling out Hailey Bieber and Selena. Sorry. Calling out Hailey and Kylie. Being like, what the fuck? You're totally doing this in regard to Selena. And Selena commented, now I can't stop. Selena commented on that video and was like, quote, it's okay. I don't let these things get me down. Be nice to everyone. So that was basically her kind of.
Yeah.
Because you would think that if she really didn't think it was about her, she would just have ignored it, you know?
Or said like,
no,
this probably isn't about me, exactly. Guys. Like, don't assume something. But if I don't know, I think her saying that, and she's pretty drama free. I think she's signaling to people that. She thinks it was about her.
Exactly. And then.
And who knows if it's even about the picture. That's just people's best guess.
Exactly.
There could be some, like, my guess is that there's something else going on in their circle or like in the celebrity gossip world that they're referencing.
I agree.
They could be body shaming her. That definitely could be it. But I feel like it could be something else.
So then Hailey hops on TikTok and comments, I never comment on this type of thing, but we were just having a girls' night and did a random TikTok for fun, you know, not directed at anyone, blah, blah, blah. But then the drama does not stop there. Okay, I think I need more bronzer. What do you think, Sid? More bronzer?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think for me?
I think you need more bronzer,
too.
Yeah, more
bronzer.
You want some of this? This
is like really pigmented. Yeah, I'll take some of that.
The drama picks back up.
Messy.
Because last week, Selena went on TikTok and posted this video about how she was like, oh, I over laminated my eyebrows, you know, whatever, looks silly or by accident, whatever. And then a few hours after that, Kylie, you're using all of my freaking, I'm just kidding. Kylie Jenner goes and posts a story that zoomed into her eyebrows and with text right over her eyebrows that says this was an accident with a bunch of question marks. So people thought that she was then trolling Selena again. And and then
there's keep an eye out for Selena.
And then on the next slide of Kylie's is a screenshot of when Kylie Jenner and Hailey Bieber were FaceTiming and they're both the like screen is just their eyebrows and they posted that. So people were thinking like, oh, this is totally talking about the eyebrows. Like,
you look so insane.
Take me seriously. I am a freaking news reporter.
Shit.
Yeah, I look really bad.
Okay, that seems pretty obvious.
Right. I agree. I need my sponge to be
I've always got mean girl vibes from Kylie, especially. Never even acknowledging what happened in Astroworld. I'll never get over that. Taking videos of ambulances.
Yeah. Crowd. That was so fucking weird.
Bizarre.
I forgot that she had done that.
Yep.
Anyways, so people were like, oh my God, Kylie and Hailey are totally shading Selena. Then Kylie gets on TikTok and says, and says, this is reaching. No shade towards Selena ever. And I didn't even see her eyebrow posts. You guys are making something out of nothing. This is silly.
But are they?
But are they? And then Selena comments on that same one, replying to Kylie and says, agreed, Kylie Jenner. It's all unnecessary. I'm a fan of Kylie. So she seemed to have cleared the air. You know, the air was cleared.
They put Febreze up. It was all good.
Correct. They cleared the air. But then most recently on February 23rd, Selena did she was on live. I think it was TikTok live or Instagram. I don't know, whatever. And anyway, she basically announced that she would be taking a break from social media.
It looks so crazy. I'm not used to seeing you with this much makeup. It's sick.
It looks so bad so far.
I know. Mine looks horrible.
No, you guys look pretty good in the camera.
Well, that's maybe the trick that the light has. It's the lighting.
Yeah.
Because up close, we ain't looking good. I'm telling you that
you
now.
You look scary.
You look horrible. Love you. Gorgeous. But gorgeous. This is not the look for us, I don't think. We'll okay. have to see, though.
Yeah,
you have to trust the process.
Once you do the powder, too, that's like that's the
right.
whole other thing.
That's right. So wait, before we continue with the Selena story, what else is happening here? We need, do you have liquid highlighter?
No. Or do you blush?
I have liquid blush. Oh, I've got the Selena blush. Which, by the way, I love Rare Beauty. It is so good.
I need
her
to try
lipsticks
it.
Are amazing. I have one of her lipsticks here. I'll pop it on at the end.
I've really Where's tried any of it.
Oh, I hope I brought it. Where are you? Oh, there she is. Okay. So this is Rare Beauty in shade Bliss. And I love the names of all of her makeup products. They're very uplifting and cute. So like, do you have to use a shit ton of blush too?
Probably. So actually, shockingly, this doesn't feel as gross as I thought it would after you like kind of blended it out.
Yeah.
It just looks insanely oily, but
yeah.
Once you powder it, maybe it'll be better. I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
So blush time. So anyways, yeah, she goes on live. She's like, yo, I'm taking a break from, social media. Peace out. Bye-bye.
And which really, with the timing, seems like she is hurt.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
This mean girl behavior is so lame for celebrities. Who have
so lame.
All the money, all the, you know, resources right. to do other shit with their time, and they're wasting time being mean to each other. Like,
why?
Come on, get over it.
Why?
Is this still over Bieber? Is all this coming back to Bieber? Which I love Justin, by the way.
Same.
I love him. I listen to his music all the time.
I love Just. But I'm confused because people still think that Selena and Bieber have drama, don't they?
They might. How would any of us know? And why should we know?
True. I'm pretty sure they do. Wow, the blush looks great.
I know. Her blushes are really good.
Are you doing highlighter now?
Yeah. Clearly.
Hit me with the, not like we don't look shiny enough.
So we have the Fenty highlighter. Had this one in my stash.
Now this is what's crazy though, guys. After all of this shit hit the fan the last like 3 days or whatever, Kylie Jenner used to be the most followed woman on TikTok or on Instagram. She is not. Selena is
deserved.
And Kylie and Hailey have lost a combined 800,000 followers on Instagram. And Selena has gained 4 million.
And people are probably buying up Rare Beauty like crazy now, trying to support her.
Totally. Have you ever tried Rode Beauty? I don't know anything about Rode.
It's just like Rode
is like skincare.
Oh, right. So I'm like, oh shit.
I definitely won't be trying it now.
Also, I read, which I need to look this. Oh my god, this is a really pretty highlighter. Holy shit.
Isn't it gorgeous?
I know. Damn. Fucking Rihanna. Which isn't that not even how you say her name? Isn't it?
I don't know. People were telling us it's
isn't it Rihanna? Rihanna.
But no one calls her that. But I think she came out with a statement saying that it's pronounced Rihanna. So apparently just everyone's dumb. Well, at least we're dumb.
Not us.
Clearly we're not dumb at all.
How's it looking?
Bad.
How's it looking?
Really bad.
But it's better than it was when we started.
Oh no. Now Taylor Swift, my bestie, is also in this drama.
Oh, Taylor's in this too?
Uh-huh.
This goes deep, my God.
Because Taylor Swift and Selena are like best friends.
Okay, right.
And I believe that Taylor Swift unfollowed Hailey Bieber,
Or did Hailey unfollow?
Well, also, in the midst of all this, a video resurfaced of Hailey like gagging when at some award show Taylor's name was right. mentioned, and she was like, like,
and
gagging.
Then Selena commented on it recently.
Oh, yes. Did she?
Yeah,
she did.
Okay.
But I just looked it up that Taylor Swift has unfollowed Hailey Bieber, and that was, ooh. I think, either 2 days ago.
So it was Hailey that unfollowed Taylor.
Wait,
or Hailey other way around.
No, Taylor
unfollowed Hailey.
Let me pull up.
This makes me seem. This makes us seem like a bunch of ding-dongs, to be honest with you. I don't know.
Are we the ding-dongs here?
I don't know. Everyone really wanted us to talk about it.
I think those three are the ding-dongs.
I agree. And Hailey Bieber also limited her Instagram comments.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so it's
Taylor Swift has unfollowed Hailey Bieber on Instagram after all the drama with Selena.
So it's Hailey, Kylie, and Kendall that are on the other side of this. Because I know there's three of them that
wasn't
three
her.
Mean Girls.
That wasn't her. That
oh,
was
there's someone else. Some,
I forgot her freaking name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a
Kendall.
It's a
Justine Skye.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Which I don't even know
don't
who that
know
is.
Her.
So, you know, don't
this
know.
This
is that
just
is.
Sad. Like.
So here is a...
Oh, no, but you're right, because it was Hailey with Kendall Jenner and Justine Skye and... I don't know. Now I'm getting confused. I like... think God's Timing is Always Right actually wasn't with Kylie. I think it was Kendall and Justine Skye.
Yeah, so, yeah, they're all in
you're
on
You're right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Kylie was the one with the eyebrows that, like, came in and was like...
Okay, so they're all in it. It's a gang of mean girls here.
Mean girls, why are you fucking rich hoes who have so much money and fame wasting your damn time on TikTok? That's what I want to know.
Pretty
doing
sad.
Dumbass shit like that. Okay, are you powdering?
Yeah, I think I'm moving to powder now. So does she apply it with a brush or
see,
a powder puff?
She doesn't really show. I've always heard that you should apply it with a...
I think she does it with a little powder puff. It shows...
I've always heard that you're supposed to apply a thin layer of powder with a brush first and then go in and bake, but too late.
Kendall's baking.
Oh my God.
I'm going to do my baking. Method first.
So does she bake on her head too or just under the eyes?
I'm assuming she bakes everywhere. That shit is like so oily.
I look like a ghost.
You need to redo the bronzer.
I'm doing the different method of a light powder first and then baking.
Okay.
So I always heard that's what you're supposed to do.
We're here to experiment. So it's both, we're both doing different things for the sake of science.
Sydney, what were you just saying though?
Oh, so when you were talking about how Selena had commented on one of like Hailey's videos from a long time ago.
Yeah.
She commented recently, I believe, saying, "So sorry, my best friend is and continues to be one of the best in the game." And she's referring to Taylor Swift.
Oh, because so, and she did that recently. Video. So, I mean, that is just pretty much a sure sign
something.
That this is about her.
Yeah.
Totally. Like something is going on behind the scenes. And for her to take the social media break, which good for her. And I like that she's encouraging her audience to do the same when they need to.
Mm-hmm. But which was weird, I just saw that on TikTok, like she took down her TikTok.
Yeah.
And within like 2 hours, it was back up. Hmm. But she hasn't posted like anything. Or I think she posted one video, but it was just strange because...
Well, I hope all this isn't affecting her too much.
I know.
She seems like an incredibly nice, kind person. I really appreciated her recently sharing pictures of herself with no makeup on as I'm sitting here with this. But I appreciated that. She had like a zit showing and I had the same zit in the same spot and I felt
so
empowered.
Oh my God, you guys are literally like 12.
We are.
Did you guys watch her documentary?
No,
I haven't.
Oh my gosh, you should. It's so good. Okay. It's really good. I liked it a lot.
Look at this. You're just starting to look good.
Yeah.
I think you had the right move with the powder.
The powder first.
Mm-hmm. So I keep pressing it in. This is
No. I think you wait, let it bake, and then you dust off the excess.
Okay, so I'm baking it. How long does it take to bake myself?
I don't freaking know. I'm only going to do it for like a few minutes. I think
I'm still devastated over my shirt. God damn, I love these shirts. I don't ever have them in stock.
Well, you're going to have to wash that one, bestie.
I might use like Green Clean right on it.
I will say, TikTok has fucked with my self-esteem, though.
Really?
In the sense of like every
those
filters.
I know. I posted a video of mine last night. I'll play it.
Like,
play it. I know. That is insane.
And just in general, like online is so fake. I always have to remind myself, like, this is edited. This is Facetuned. This is whatever.
What's so crazy about those filters is even with like a makeup artist doing your makeup every day, you couldn't look that good.
Yeah.
Like, it's so insane.
I know.
I think it would have really fucked up my self-esteem when I was, like, in high
school. Totally.
And I feel really bad for this generation.
Me too.
But TikTok makes me scared for my daughter because this technology is insane. Are we going to have, like, filters on our actual faces walking around all the time?
Probably eventually.
I put it on Josh last night, and he was like, I don't look any different. And then I took it off, and he was like, holy shit. It's wild.
I know. It is wild.
We should use it on ourselves after we have this look.
Okay. Good idea. Yeah, I tried it last night just for funsies. I was like, whoa.
It's crazy. You can sit there having no makeup and it'll make you look
Like, you are completely full beat.
Uh-oh.
This right, is starting this to look good.
Yeah, Janelle, yours is improving.
Actually, mine is two. Like, I'm looking. It's way too heavy for me, but I see what she's doing here.
Like,
it's looking flawless.
Yeah.
But so much work.
Does it feel like a lot of your skin?
Not really. It doesn't feel that different.
No, it doesn't feel that bad.
Feels like a full face of makeup. Now, do you do like bronzer and everything, like powder on top with blush and everything, or is this it?
Okay, we are going fast.
I'm doing brows now.
I'm using the Patrick Ta bronzer to go in with the powder bronzer.
Wow, I am impressed.
Oh my God, this is looking good. Yeah. I am shocked. I mean, once I have my eyebrows on my lashes, my eyeshadow on, I think this is actually going to look decent. But we got to test it outside.
Yeah, that's the real test. It's like not under the studio lights.
Should I add a setting spray?
Yeah.
I really swear by the Charlotte Tilbury setting spray. Yeah, it's so like good.
I wish that I could just walk around with a freaking studio light on me all the time.
Me too.
So I'm telling you guys, this light makes you look so good.
Looks so good.
Oh, it's wild what lighting can do.
See, my brow pencil is not going on very well over this foundation.
Oh, really?
Though. Uh-uh.
Have you tried the Makeup by Mario foundation?
No, but I want to. It looks really good. Kind of want to try it. But I'm too lazy to go in and get shade matched.
This is literally looking good.
Yeah, yours looks really good.
And so does yours. Like, after you wiped the powder off, it's like changing the game now.
Yeah, it absorbed all the bullshit. This is insane. Wow. I did not believe it.
Neither did I.
Yeah, from where you guys started.
You guys should try this at home.
I just like I'm not just used to having fun. To fill my brows in so much because they're all hiding under.
You should comb your brows to like try and get some of the foundation out of them.
Good idea. I almost need to go back to like the dip brow for this look. Good God. Anastasia's like,
dude, remember the dip brow? Wow.
This is crazy.
The dip brow days.
Mm.
It covered my acne pretty damn well.
Yeah, it did. Wow.
Damn it.
Dude, she's on to something. But I was thinking how much makeup you'd have to waste.
That's why I didn't want to like it.
Of course, because you hate wasting. I do too. Who likes wasting? Right?
I was going to say, what?
I'm just, the only thing is my eyebrows. They're just so buried that they look fucking weird. God, I'm going to have to tell my nanny I'm going to be a little late.
Oh no.
Doing really important stuff here.
Sorry. We're very busy here.
You're going to show with a full face of makeup, I guess.
Yeah.
So is there anything else about the cleaner situation?
Found. I mean, that's the gist. I feel like I'm probably missing
There's probably
something.
A lot. I mean, again, people are obsessed and yeah. like really falling. And you guys can let us know in the comments what we missed.
To
sure
be completely honest, you guys, I don't think Kendall nor I care that much about this topic.
Celebrities' lives, I feel like people are a little too obsessed with, trying to dissect, but... I do think it's good that people are supporting Selena because this type of bullying is just...
I just like the bigger picture in general of like, why are girls mean to each other?
I know,
right. Period, ever, point, like at any point in life.
Should be supporting each other.
Why are girls mean to each other? It makes no sense to me. We already get enough from men. Like,
a little like angled brush. Sorry to interrupt you.
I'm trying to have a really deep convo with you for an angled brush. I don't think I have one.
Damn it. Okay, well, sorry, I guess my brows are just...
Oh, here's one.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
You know, we get it from fucking men treating women like crap.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we treating ourselves like crap? That's what I want to know.
Treating each other.
Right. So why can't we just be nice to each other? Especially celebrities. I think it's very odd because, you know, all three of those, four of those girls, women, have lots of young people that look up to them and really value them as celebrities or whatever, and I think mm-hmm. it's sad that this is the type of example you're setting for people. Not saying that just because you're a celebrity and you have people looking up to you that you automatically have to like think about the fact that you're a role model or whatnot, mm-hmm. but you know you are,
yeah,
like whether you want to be or not, you
it's
know
very true.
Holy shit, this looks so good. Now I'm mad. What's your prescription? Mine's
like
in the
negative
ones.
Two.
Oh.
Yours is in the ones?
Yeah, my worst.
I thought yours was negative four.
No, never. Mine's not
Wait,
that bad.
Wait, my eyes are worse than you and I don't wear glasses.
Oh my God. My worst one is like 1.75 or something.
That's one side and then I have negative two on the other.
Yeah. bro.
Where are your new glasses?
In my purse.
And you were talking shit to me on Twitter, being like, Lisa, I have better eyes.
Well, we still need to do our vision test.
And I don't even eat carrots, so fuck to you.
Eat your carrots, Janelle.
My dad used to always say this to me as a kid. It would drive me
crazy. I know,
that's
why I said it, because I know about that trauma.
I hate carrots. I fucking hate carrots.
Really?
Ugh, I think they're disgusting. Okay, now you're supposed to wipe off the lips.
Okay, wipe off the lips.
Do you have a lip pencil? I don't have one.
No. I normally use my brow pencil around my lips. It's a technique. It's a real thing. Other people do it.
Okay, so what do I do? Just nothing then? Or I'll use my brow pencil. Mine's like really dark though. Mine's like,
just try it out.
On the dark one, or should I use yours?
Or you can use mine, I guess.
I'll just use whatever. It's fine.
Probably you shouldn't put my eye products near your mouth.
Yeah, at this point.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I actually do this every day and I think it looks really good.
Yeah, it does. It
I think Ashley Graham was the one who taught me to do this.
Oh my God, I love her.
I am obsessed.
Same. I have major
girl crush.
Talk
about positive role model on social media.
Totally.
Now I'm going to use the Rare Beauty lipstick. So this package is so genius. Check this out. Okay, so this is in shade Worthy, I believe. Yep. Love that name.
Good for you.
Okay, I'm going to slap on a little eyeshadow and then we're going to call it a day here.
Yeah, I was really hoping this wouldn't work just because now I'm going to, like, want to do it. Not only is it wasteful, but it just takes... This is a very
long
process,
time,
you know?
Not what I'm used to.
And it's also really messy.
I feel like I should just use way more eyeshadow than normal. It's just the look is, like, more everything.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this looks really...
Damn, yours looks good.
Okay, but I will say...
When you get up in there?
When you get up in there... Honestly, it doesn't look any worse than it usually does. You ever do your makeup and then you look up close and you're like, what the fuck is going
all
on?
All the time. And
you're
I
like,
look
that
under
is
my
scary.
Eyes and like, this is horrific.
Yeah, horrific.
I should not be in public.
I'm like, oh my God,
on
I need
camera.
Botox. I really want Botox. All right, I'm taking off this thingy.
Wow.
Round of applause to Meredith. I think you are onto something, girl. Oh, no.
Yeah,
this looks good.
Really good. Okay, but we're going to take pictures outside or take a little video. We'll insert it to show what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so update on my face. It is now 7:30. We applied the makeup around 4:30-ish, so it hasn't been that long. But I'm really impressed. This is crazy. I did not expect this to work as well as it did. You can see where I was just eating dinner and like some of it wiped off near my mouth and it's like crazy different. And I definitely didn't color match super well, but it's impressive. It's impressive. Meredith is on to something.
Guys, I get Invisalign on Thursday. This is the last episode you'll see before I have Invisalign. But I don't think it'll look any different to those
watching.
The
problem I'm having is my eyelashes are now caked in powder and so they look white.
I think that was because you went... too rough with the powder at first.
It looks
really good. Wow, you look gorgeous. And your hair, it's like, oh my God, once you, and that mirror was kind of like fucked anyways. Oh, it looks so good.
Okay, honestly, I'm really shocked.
Right?
Me too.
It's good.
Looks really good.
You guys look really good. I mean,
I am totally surprised.
I'm
pleasantly
shocked.
Yours looks amazing.
I'm so
amazing.
Yours. You look
Kendall,
Jennifer
looks,
Lopez.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. You're giving major J-Lo with the like big hair, the caramel color hair, the bronzy look. You're giving J-Lo.
Damn, yeah. I will take it on any day.
Meredith, you've done something good for
Meredith
us.
Meredith, shouts out. We love you, girl. You should come on the show. Just
amazing.
Kidding. She's way too cool for this. But...
So good.
Wow. I
really
am
impressive.
Totally shook.
I am shook too.
Shook
I'm
to the core.
Thoroughly
for sure.
Impressed.
Packing up our
and
shit.
I would
and we're
do
ready
this again.
Town.
I would do this on a big like night out or something.
Yeah.
I'll be doing
yours
this again.
Looks flawless.
So does yours.
This is unbelievable.
It looks better than it ever has. I'm not even kidding you.
Yeah.
Than I ever have. Well, in recent times since I can remember.
Well, so tons of powder is.
The only thing
key.
I will say on your neck, it's a little unblended. I think we need to do a little bit work because I keep noticing
a little
this
bit work.
Too.
We need to do a little bit work.
And it's not, we're not wearing the best shirt.
I am really shocked. Kendall, I think that, that light was not doing you justice because I was like, oh.
What? I am wearing 10 pounds of makeup.
Same. And it looks better than normal. Normally,
so
it
she
looks,
knows
like,
what she's doing.
She really
I have
does.
Been judging. I'm not going to lie. I've been like, this is insane.
Yeah.
This is way too much. But this be looking good.
It looks really good, you guys. You should try it at home.
It's yeah, fun. We want to see your pics. Yeah. Tag us on social media.
But that's going to be it.
That is it for today's sesh, you guys. We so appreciate you joining us for another one.
We really, really do. That I can't stop staring at myself.
So weird. Okay. On that note, we'll be sure to follow us on Spotify. As Janelle always says,
Spotify, subscribe to us, download our show on whatever audio platform you use. It really, really, really helps us. Also, you can watch our full episode on Spotify, guys.
That's right.
It's so good.
It's better than YouTube.
And
bitch.
Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Hit us with the 5 stars if you would. Okay. I'm not gonna sit here and brag, but I will if needed. All right, that's it. We're gonna go out on the town.
Yeah, we're going out right now.
And by out, I mean home.
I'm going to watch Miss Rachel.
Hell yeah. At least you look so fucking good.
You look amazing. I can't get over it. This is the hottest we've ever looked in our lives. What I thought.
It's the hottest we've ever
We need
looked.
To go out.
It was rough at first.
So we know how we're gonna do our makeup for Sydney's bachelorette party.
100%. And we're gonna do it for Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sydney needs to try it too.
Yeah, Sydney needs to try
it. Okay, that's it for this sesh. We'll see you in the next sesh. So then, keep it fresh.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Just before you hit stop, let me quickly tell you about the podcast show. It's the biggest international festival for the business of podcasting, and it's back at the Business Design Center in London. Running across 2 days, May 22nd and 23rd, it'll bring together thousands of people from the global podcast community all under one roof. There'll be more than 100 hours of content delivered by the biggest industry names from around the world. Day prices start at £89, or get a 2-day pass for £165, saving up to £50 on the door price. Be quick though, those prices are only until May 21st. Find out more and get your tickets at thepodcastshowlondon.com.